ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ
कंटिन्यूइंग दि कठा उपनिषद इन अवर लास्ट क्लास we have completed the first half of the Katha Upanishad. First chapter, as I mentioned earlier, Katha Upanishad is divided into two chapters, each having three sections. So, three sections we have completed. The second half, first section, we are starting from today. This section is also called Valli, Chaturtha Valli, and the Adhyaya chapter is called Adhyaya. In our last chapter, we have seen how a person can realize God or how a person can progress in spiritual life. Life is compared to a journey. A journey requires a person who wants to travel, but before travel, he must know where he wants to go. Before that, he should know where he is and from where he has to start. He requires a vehicle and he requires a very good amount of control, and he must travel in the right path, which makes the journey very smooth. If all these factors come together in a most favorable way, then the journey will be successful, which means man knows truly that he is God. This is called God realization, and that brings him unimaginable, indescribable bliss. So the most important point is that one has to control one's sense organs. Most of the people, we are not talking about other people, much less we are not talking about worldly people. We are talking absolutely about spiritual sadhakas. All of us have this one problem, lack of control of the mind. Why is not the mind controlled? Because the buddhi, the nischayatmika factor, determinative factor, what we call in simple language, the right understanding, then sufficient willpower. If they are not there, naturally the sense organs will not be controlled. Then who controls? They control us. That is the reason why most of us with all good intentions do not progress. There is a beautiful saying, hell is paved with good intentions. Intention is very good, but it is never carried out. So, what is the reason? Is it our fault that our mind is not in control, or is it someone else who is responsible for it? So, in a way, the Upanishad admits that it is the Divine Lord that is responsible. This admission that we are not responsible, it is the Divine Lord who is responsible, is written all over in every single scripture, but not so obviously. The scripture, which is the word of the God, doesn't admit directly that I am responsible for this terrible mess that I have created. Here in the Katha Upanishad, for the first time, the Lord comes out and confesses himself to all of us. Sorry folks, guys, it's all because of my fault that you are not able to turn your attention to me. So, coming back to what we call grassroots, here is the answer why we are unable to control our mind, our sense organs, why we are unable even to understand, and why we do not have sufficient willpower. All this is because The Lord's intention is to create all of us exactly in that manner where we are completely helpless. This was the point in Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday night we had discussed, we are going to discuss after this class, prakruteh avashah, helplessly, like small pieces of straw carried by a very powerful stream, we are completely helpless. And that is the reason why we cannot even turn to spiritual life without God's grace. Here is the chapter starting with that very confession of the Divine Lord. And here the words used is Brahma, which is in Sankhya terms Prakriti, in Vedantic terms called Maya, in Tantric terms called Shakti. All these are exactly the same terms. So what is the Lord saying here? Paranchikhani Yatrunat Svayambhuhu Tasmat Parang Pashyati Na Antaratman Kaschid Dhiraha Pratyagatmanam Aikshat Avrutta Chakshahu Amrutatvam Ichyan. The most often quoted verse by Shankaracharya and by many other acharyas, teachers, this particular mantra is a most marvelous mantra. What is the meaning? The self-existent God has rendered the senses so defective that they go outward, and hence man sees the external and not the internal self. Only perchance some wise man, desirous of immortality, turns his eyes inward and beholds the inner Atman. Paranchi Khani. Khani means sense organs. Just look at your eye, it cannot see inside it. Look at your ear, it cannot hear, it cannot look inside and hear what is happening. So everything, the eye can see only what is outside. The ear can hear what is only outside. If you want to experiment, just put your fingers in the ear holes. Then you will see something, the blood flowing, the heart beating, etc. But when your attention is turned outside, you don't really hear it. So the Lord has created, Khani means all the five sense organs of knowledge. How? Paranchi, turning their faces outward. That means they can only experience what is outside them, what lies outside them. Never turn inward. Inward here means not physically an eye turns inward. What it really means is you observe objectively, just as we observe an object which is outside. And similar way, if we can observe our own mind, our thoughts, our motivations, everything, then life becomes much more easier. Easier to control, easier to be much more happy than otherwise. Who created? Svayambhuhu. God created this world. Children often put this question, who created God? Because everything in this world is created. Then the question that comes naturally, who created God? The answer is Svayambhuhu. He is never created. The literal meaning is he created himself, self-created. Svayambhuhu. Bhavatiti. Svayam bhavatiti svayambhuhu. But the real meaning is he is not created. He is eternal. That is what it means. What is the mantra saying here? Brahma, the creator, created this world in such a way that all of us only look outside, hear what is outside, taste, smell, touch what is outside, but never turn our organs inward. Tasmat, this is the reason. Therefore, parang pashyati, We are accustomed to see only everything outside, na antaratman. We do not know what is going to happen inside each one of us. We do not see. Here also there is a secret. Even though we think we are all experiencing everything outside, but actually speaking, our mind controls not only what we look at, but how we look at and its interpretation. And that is why a madcap also sees somebody, we also see somebody. When we see someone, normal person walking towards us, we know he is a person like us, he is on his own business. But when a mad, same person is seen by a madcap, he quakes with fear or anger and says, here is a person who is coming to kill me, to murder me. This is called persecution complex. The idea is we have to turn inside. Our spiritual journey does not start until we look within each one of us. This beautiful truth has been presented to us in a very beautiful way. By whom? By Holy Mother herself. What does Holy Mother say? Stop finding fault with others. Start finding fault with yourself. Simple words, what is she telling? My child, turn your sight inward. That is what she is really advising us. Then we see not only our faults, we also become capable of seeing what we are really capable of. We can become spiritual, we can become enlightened, we have that tremendous potentiality. And very often, we do not see our own potentialities until someone points it out. Usually that person who points out is called Guru. A beautiful example from Ramayana, Sita was kidnapped by Ravanasura and Rama came to know about it. He sent the news. He wanted to contact Sita and convey the news. Do not worry, I am coming soon. I will save you, bring you back. But then one has to cross this ocean. So who is going to do? All the monkeys, vanaras, confessed. They are not able to cross it. They asked Hanuman. Hanuman said, no, I also cannot do it. I don't have that power. Everybody knew he had the power, excepting himself, because the Surya Deva once upon a time cursed him, you forget your own nature. But Surya Deva also knew at some point of time he had a great mission to fulfill, and that is he has to do this Ramakarya. Therefore he said, until someone reminds you, you will remain forgetful of your true greatness. And until Narendranath came, who was none other than Hanuman himself, who crossed this ocean, Pacific Ocean, went to the Loka of the Ravanasura to convey the message of Bhagavan Sri Rama to all the people there. Because whoever is caught in the snare or net of Mahamaya is called Sita. What happened? There was, I think, Jambavan. He knew all about Hanuman. And he told Hanuman, what are you talking about? You just recollect how as soon as you were born, you thought Surya Deva was a ripe fruit and you started flying towards him. When he was reminded, immediately Hanuman remembered and he was filled with joy. This person who reminds us, he doesn't give us anything extra, but he just reminds us, look inside you. You just turn your world inwards and you will see you are none other than the Divine Lord, and each soul is potentially divine. So somebody has to remind us. That is the fact. In this mantra, the Yamadharmaraja, Bhagavan Yamadharmaraja is telling. Why do we address Yamadharmaraja as Bhagavan? First of all, you hear that word carefully. I did not say Yamaraja, I said Yama Dharma Raja. First of all, Yama is always justice. What is due to each one of us, exactly he will distribute karma phala vidhata. He is also called the karma phala vidhata, supervisor. Then he is also a brahmagnani. A brahmagnani is none other than Brahman. And a Brahman should be addressed how? Bhagavan. So this Bhagavan, Yamadharmaraja, is telling, is everyone like that? No, no. Everyone is like that in the beginning, but at some point of time, this world, which is like a gymnasium, it awakens us. Not that anybody will be left out. The very escalator called evolution, at some point of time, it gives this beautiful message, Uttishtata Jagrata. That call will come from the Divine Lord Himself. In Yamadharmaraja, in the last previous chapter, he said, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapyavaran Nibodhata. So, assuming a person, he arose and he became alert, he approached a great soul, and that great soul, probably a hypothetical question that might have risen in the mind of the disciple, he is answering this way, my child, so long you have not turned towards God, because God, it is not your fault, God has enveloped you with a maya, avidya maya. Now the time has come to become, to be enveloped by vidya maya. So he is telling, kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat avrutta chakshuhu amrutatvam ichchan. Kaschid dhiraha. This is a beautiful word. Dhiraha means one who is endowed with dhi. Dhi means medha. Medha means right understanding, especially with regard to spiritual matters. He is called dhiraha. So there is a vast difference between dhiraha and viraha. Very interestingly, even this word vira, which usually is translated as a hero, really speaking, viraha means a virtuous person, not any asura or demonic person endowed with a tremendous amount of physical strength and indomitable will. Such a person is not called a vira. A vira is one who is endowed with strength, both physical as well as mental, as well as spiritual. Such a person is called viraha. So we all pray. Every Hindu is supposed to pray through the Gayatri Mantra, O Mother, O Divine Lord, grant me, endow me with right understanding. Dhiyo yonaha prachodayat. Word prachodayat is a beautiful word, which means you sit in my buddhi and drive this chariot, like Krishna drove the chariot of Arjuna, and that alone can take me in the quickest way possible to the Divine Lord. In other words, God realization. Kaschit, among sahasreshu, among thousands of people, manushyanam, sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. There are people who are awakened to the spiritual life, and such a person is endowed with right understanding. Only a person with right understanding can really turn inwards. Inwards means Godwards. And who is that dhira? How does that dhi or buddhi or the capacity to understand comes? It comes only when a person follows the scriptural injunctions, which are to do this and do not do this. When a person with shraddha, with nishtha, follows the injunctions of the scriptures for a long, long time, then his buddhi becomes purified, then it shines of itself. He understands. Pratyagatmanam aikshat. He turned his sights, that means all the sense organs, he turned inwards. What does this turning inwards mean? Bhagavan, Yama Dharmaraj is explaining, avrutta chakshuhu. He turned his eyes inward. Eyes means all the sense organs. Every sense organ is, etc., we use the word, the eye or the sight, etc. Out sight becomes inside. Oh, why does he turn? Because amrutatvamichyan, desiring immortality. That means he realized that he is mortal. All of us are subject to mortality. That's why we are called mortals. But do we understand it? Do we accept even after understanding? Most often, no, we do not do it. That's why we have to go through so much of suffering, and one day the buddhi, the understanding dawns upon us. The world is like that, and there is no hope even in future that I can ever become free from this misery while living in this world. There is only one way. Living in this world means living attached with this body mind. There is only one way. I must get rid of this body mind idea, identity with body mind. Avrutta chakshuhu, a person whose sight is very naturally turned by Creator Himself outward, now deliberately with a power of will turns inwards. Inwards means what? Towards the Lord. That is what we have to understand. How? He examines his motives, and then if there are worldly thoughts, he will try to control his worldly thoughts, fill up the mind with spiritual thoughts, and every sense organ which is going in 5 different directions. Now all the 5 sense organs are turned towards God. That is called inward looking, and every one of them is connected with the Divine Lord. How do we understand it? The eyes want to have darshan of the Lord, vision of the Lord. The ears want to hear only about God, and the nose wants to smell only the smells associated with God. The devotee wants only to taste the prasada of either Guru or God. And the skin, it wants to embrace only the Divine Lord or the lotus feet of the one's own Guru. This is called turning the eyes. Nothing to do with physically turning up or down. It is to turn all our life. Our goal is God realization. Our sense organs help us to achieve that goal. Until this time, they are trying to turn outward. That means they are running after worldly, secular, temporary enjoyments which are endowed with too much of dissatisfaction, bondage. Completely, they strengthen our samskaras and helplessly pull us into this wheel of samsara, Brahma Chakra. But now he has become a dhiraha, his understanding is right, and he is trying through sadhana to orient all his organs completely inwards. That is what so beautifully is said in the Shantipatha, Bhadram Karnebihi Shunayama Devaha Bhadram Pashi Akshabihi Yajatraha. Turn every sense organ inward. There are some people, Yama Dharmaraj is telling, why don't you become that one person? Then the naturally, what happens to the person who doesn't turn, and what should we call such a person? This is beautifully put in the next verse. Parachah kaman anuyanti balah te mrutyuryanti itatasya pasham atha dhirah amrutatvam viditva dhruvam adhruvesh iha na prarthayante. The persons whose sight is not turned inwards, such a person, what happens to him? The mantra is calling them parachaha. all their attention is turned outward. And they are such people, means worldly people, secular people, they are called Balaha. Anuyanti, they go on following worldly desires. What is the result of this? They have to be born and reborn and again and again and again. Te mrutyuryanti, they attain death. What kind of death? Vitatasya pasham. Death had spread its net very, very wide. Absolutely, it is turned towards everybody. We are surrounded. That's what Sri Ramakrishna was telling. Oh, the death has declared a war against you, O Jiva. It has surrounded your house, means body. And if you are not ready, any time it will simply overpower you. Simple words, what it means is, we are subject to death at any time. If you remember correctly, what is the Sri Ramakrishna telling? Hey Jiva, Mrityu has surrounded you. You are not even aware of that. First be aware of it. Then take the name of the Divine Mother and put on the armor of complete faith. Fight. That is what the mantra is trying to telling. So here Shankaracharya is beautifully telling. Balaha parachaha kaman anuyanti te vitatasya mrityoho pasham yanti atadhiraha adhruveshu dhruvam amrutam viditva iha kinchit na prathayante. What a beautiful mantra. Indiscriminate people run after external pleasures. They enter the net of death, which is all-pervading. Having discovered the absolute immortality, the discriminative ones, however, do not seek anything here in this world amidst the impermanent. Everything in this world is impermanent. For that, we do not need any scripture in front of our eyes. Recently, since the topic has come, I will just deal with something very, very interesting. One devotee had phoned me. Her father had passed away, so that body which was subject to this COVID, the house people cannot get it. Along with other COVID patients, all these bodies will be burnt, or I think burnt completely, hundreds and hundreds of bodies. Usually then we collect the ashes, we ourselves perform the immediate Shraddha, and after 11 days or 13 days, there is a bigger Shraddha is there. So what happens to the soul? Because some foolish people think the soul still lingers for 13 days. Only after 13th day Shraddha is over, all the bonds are cut and the soul is given freedom to go to its own destination. But I have to tell, first of all, the body is not the Atman. The Atman is not the body. There is no relationship at all. If at all there is a relationship, it is like the traveler in a car. The car is only a vehicle, an instrument. Nothing happens. True Shraddha is to pray for the soul. And even Sri Ramakrishna prayed for the soul of his own mother after her passing away. And interestingly, Sri Ramakrishna wept, "O mother, I could not even perform the normal things." Of course, as a sannyasin, he could not do it. There also something interesting had happened, that Sri Ramakrishna tried to give tarpana or offering, just taking Ganga water, Ganges water through his hands, and such great souls, their prayers are the only thing. Water and food and other things, it is only to draw our minds. The water just filtered away, it did not remain, in between the fingers. This is called Galita Hasta. Then he became agitated like a child. He went to another person there and asked, "Why did this happen?" And Sri Ramakrishna had to go for advice to another person. That person explained, "This is called the state of a Paramahamsa, that there the person cannot do any karma. Even if he wants to give, or wants to hold something, his hands themselves will not hold. So he could not even hold water. This is called Galita Hasta. Should Sri Ramakrishna worry that his mother's soul is going to go to hell because he could not offer anything? The idea is there is a particular meaning for it. We have discussed this meaning in our last class. What is it? Last chapter. That those who discuss this Kathopanishad, Brahma Samsadhi, when spiritual people gather, or Shraddha Kali, at the time of performance of Shraddha, then a great merit will come to everybody. Of course, in Shraddha Kala, what is the connection between what is our subject and what I am talking about? The departed soul, that soul has nothing to do with the body, like discarding an old, worn out, dirty dress. The soul had discarded it. And by the way, COVID and other things are not the real cause of death. It is one's own poor janma karma. But anyway, we need an excuse. Oh, he passed away out of heart attack, cancer or COVID. Anyway, when we gather for this Shraddha, the main purpose is to say prayers, which definitely help the departed soul. But more important than that also is to remind ourselves that today this person has gone, next moment can be yours. Oh man, are you careful about it? It is this point that is most important. The conclusion is, you say prayers, even if you are not able to go to Gaya, not able to see the dead body. What happens when a person dies while traveling at sea or slips into the end, drowns somewhere, or terrible accident? Nothing to worry. Just to pray for the soul. And if their children are there, it is parents, it is their duty to do japam every single day until they are incapable of doing anything, until they become unconscious, and offer at least 108 japa at the feet of God, their own Ishtadevata, and pray, let the departed souls, wherever they are, mother, father, or husband, etc., let good accrue to them. O Lord, please bless them. That is the idea. Coming back to our subject, there are many people who they are called by this Kathopanishad, Balaha. Balaha means children. Naturally, children do not understand. But the particular word Bala has a deeper meaning. A child may not understand now, but as the child grows, he or she also understands, and every child has to grow. Every worldly person who is compared here to a child, he also has to grow. Ultimately, everybody will reach his or manifest his own divine nature. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So the mantra is telling, Parachah Kaman Anuyanti Balaha Te Mrutyoriyanti Vitatasya Pasham Atadhiraha Amrutatvam Viditva Dhruvam Adhruveshviha Na Prarthayanti. Reinforcing what is said in the earlier mantra, Kaschidhiraha. There are some wise people, means discriminating people. Their discrimination is right, and they understood aright. What is it? Everything in this world is temporary, and it is covered with a tremendous amount of unhappiness and misery, and it is bondage producing. So how to escape from that? Then they turned their attention towards the Lord. That is the meaning of inward. It is inner journey towards the Lord. So what do? Such people focus, they direct, redirect all their sense organs only towards God, God realization, spiritual progress, and nothing else. In this verse, those who do not do so, they are called children. But that particular word, as I just now mentioned, is pregnant with deep meaning. It means even children have to grow up, and naturally they grow up. They should not be condemned. There is no question of condemning anybody, condemning anything. It is only just a way of expression. That's all we have to understand. But among these children, there are some grown-up children are there. They are called again dhiraha. Earlier also he said kashchid dhiraha. That was singular. Here it is plural. Many such people are there. Amrutatvam viditva. Amrutatva means they turned their attention towards God. They practiced spiritual disciplines. Ultimately they obtained that Mahavakya Jnanam. What is it? I am God. I am divine. This is called God realization. Here the word, Sanskrit word viditva means having known. Always there is this connection. We become what we know. Having known God, such a person becomes God himself. Brahmavit, Brahmaiva Bhavati. And how did they turn their attention away from this world? Dhruvam Adhruvesh Iha. Iha means in this world, in this life, everything is Adhruva, means uncertain. Everything is temporary. Not merely temporary. Supposing there is a enjoyment, it is temporary, but there is no suffering, there is no unhappiness. That is far superior. But such a thing really doesn't exist. Every pleasurable object, it becomes unpleasurable, it binds us and it brings unimaginable miseries and difficulties to a person. So these people, they're discriminating people. They understand it. It is not worth. Adhruveshu, amongst the uncertain things in this world, unreliable things in this world, dangerous things in this world, and every object in this world, whether it is body or mind, always changing matters, dhruvam na prardhayante, they do not desire, they do not wish, that there is an object which is permanent. They understand clearly there is only one object and that is only God, and that is what they desire, and they have practiced, they have approached uttishtata, they are awakened and they become alert, they approach the sadgurus, they get the right instruction, right path suitable to their nature, and sincerely with nishtha, with faith, shraddha, they practice it and realize God and become blessed. That is what it really means. Parachaha kaman anuyanti balaha te mrutyoriyanti itatasya pasham athadhiraha amrutatvam viditva dhruvam adhruveshvihana prathayante. Here important is that these balas mrutyohayanti, they fall. Where? Itatasya pasham, as if the death had spread his net so wide, there is no way for such people, really speaking, to escape that net. What is that net? All the five sense organs, when they are turned outside, that is called itatasya pasham, widespread net. We are all subject to it. How many people have died within these 3-4 months? Of course, as I said, according to their prarabdha, but we need a reason to give. That is, if this person died, whether it is COVID or heart attack, people will die. But the fact is, death is wide open. So, we will proceed to the third mantra. What is that these great people, discriminating people, is Medhavis, these dhiras, have really realized Brahman. And what is the nature of that Brahman or that? Now, in crystal clear terms, Yama Dharmaraja is going to explain what Nachiketa had asked twice. First time he said that people have doubts whether there is something called permanent one and whether there is life after death. And second time he reminds Yama Dharmaraja that which is beyond dharma and adharma, that which beyond cause and effect, and that which is beyond Kala, the past, present and future, tell me about that. Now, Yamadharmaraja in the most positive terms is describing this Atman. Yesterday also we had discussed in Viveka Chudamani and we are going to discuss also in the Bhagavad Gita, the third mantra. Ena rupam rasam gandham shabdan sparshamsya maithunan etenaiva vijanati kimatra parisishyate etad vaitat. You just listen to this last few words, three words, etat vai tat. O Nachiketa, tat, the answer to your question about that permanent something which you had pressed me as the result of the third bone and you have asked me twice at least, that is this, etat, this indeed is that, this knowledge I am giving it to you is the answer you have sought. This is that Atman, this is that Brahman, this is the final goal which you are seeking because you are a dhira, discriminating one, and you have passed with flying colors all the tests and temptations I have given. What is it telling? Ena, without which it is impossible even to live, but with which we are endowed with body, with mind, with all the five sense organs. And what does the eye do? See. The ears do? Hear. The nose smells. And the tongue tastes. And the skin touches. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. I cannot see unless there is that consciousness behind. The ear cannot hear, etc. So, what is the Yamadharmaraja referring to? It is telling about that without that awareness, without that consciousness behind all these five sense organs, the sense organs first of all do not exist. Secondly, even if they exist, they do not know they exist. Thirdly, even if they know they exist, they cannot function. That power through which they exist and they become aware that we exist and they perform their duties of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, etc. That pure consciousness is what you have asked me for, which is beyond dharma and adharma, which is beyond cause and effect, which is timeless. Ena, through whose help, rupam, rasam, gandham, shabdan, sparshamsya, maithuna. Etena eva. Etena means only through the help of this pure consciousness, a human being, jivatma, vijanati. Himatra parisishyate, there is nothing else other than that pure consciousness. If you understand this, there is nothing else for you to understand. Etadvaitat. That Atman, which you have asked, O Nachiketa, by which man cognizes light or forms, taste, smell, sounds, touches, and the carnal pleasures. What is there unknowable to that Atman in this world? That means everything is knowable, experienceable, desirable, obtainable, only with the help of that Atma. This is verily that Atman you wanted to know. That Atman by which man cognizes, that pure intelligence endowed with the power of the, a bit of that consciousness called Chidabhasa, that is at the back of all the sense perceptions and even of the mind. That is Diva. And he continues it. The same description, this is the emphasis, is without Atman, none of these things are possible. Life is not possible. Experience is not possible. Enjoyment is not possible. Judgment is not possible. Even death is not possible. So what is it telling? Mantra 4. Svapnantam జాగరితాంతం చ ఉభౌ ఏన అనుపశ్యతి మహాంతం విభుం ఆత్మానం మత్వాధీరో నశోచతి. ది వైజ్ మ్యాన్ గ్రీవ్స్ నాట్ హావింగ్ రియలైజ్డ్ దట్ గ్రేట్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ ఆత్మన్ త్రూ విచ్ అలోన్ వన్ పర్సీవ్స్ ఆల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. హియర్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ ది ఎర్లియర్ మంత్ర ది థర్డ్ మంత్ర ది లార్డ్ హెస్ స్పెసిఫైడ్ దట్ ద ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఎన్లైవెన్స్ లైట్స్ అప్ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ త్రూ దీస్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ బోత్ గ్రాస్ అండ్ సెటిల్ లైఫ్ కంటిన్యూస్ త్రూ ది గ్రాస్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ వాట్ ఎ మ్యాన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ అండ్ త్రూ ది సెటిల్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ వాట్ ది మ్యాన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఇన్ హిజ్ డ్రీమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ డ్రీమ్ వరల్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్వప్నావస్థ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ది డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ అండ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు ఇంక్లూడ్ డ్రీమ్లెస్ స్టేట్ ఆల్సో. ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇఫ్ దట్ గ్రౌండ్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఎట్ ఆల్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎనీథింగ్ సో ది వైజ్ మ్యాన్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫౌండ్ అవుట్ ఐఎమ్ ఏబుల్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆత్మన్ సో దట్ ఆత్మన్ మేక్స్ మీ దట్ ఆత్మన్ మేక్స్ ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ దట్ ఆత్మన్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ మీ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఫర్ ది వరల్డ్ టు కమ్ ఇన్ టు కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ ఎంజాయిడ్ కర్త జ్ఞాత కర్త అండ్ భోక్త ఐఎమ్ ది నోయర్ ఐఎమ్ ది డిజైరర్ ఐఎమ్ ది డూయర్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఆల్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ హ్యావింగ్ నోన్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ వితౌట్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ ఎనీ వన్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఎ ధీర ఆర్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ వాట్ డస్ హీ ఫర్దర్ రియలైజ్ మహాంతం ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ థింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఆత్మన్ విభుం వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ మీన్స్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అపియర్స్ టు అస్ బిరెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ బట్ ఎధీర సీస్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ది నథింగ్ బట్ గాడ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ గాడ్ ఐఎమ్ గాడ్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్ గాడ్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ గాడ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ గాడ్ ఎలోన్ ఈజ్ ప్లేయింగ్ విత్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ విభుం ఆత్మానం దట్ మీన్స్ ఐఎమ్ దట్ ఆత్మన్ హూ ఇస్ దట్ విభు ఐఎమ్ దట్ విభు అండ్ హూ ఇస్ దట్ మహాంతం ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ మహాంతం దిస్ వర్డ్ మహాంతం ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఈజ్ యూజ్ అనోరణీయాన్ మహతో మహీయాన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది స్మాలర్ దాన్ ది స్మాలెస్ట్ బిగ్గర్ దాన్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ మత్వ హ్యావింగ్ రియలైజ్డ్ ధీర ఏ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీషనర్ నశోచతి హీ డజంట్ గ్రీవ్ వై బికాస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నో గ్రీఫ్ grief comes because when I do not attain something then I attain something so we are studying the fourth mantra of the fourth valli of the katha upanishad swapnantam jagritantam cha ubhau ena anupashyati mahantam vibhum atmanam matva dhiro nashochati the wise man grieves not having realized that great all-pervading Atman through which one perceives all objects in dream as well as in the waking state. Our earlier mantra is talking about the five sense organs, body, five sense organs, etc. He is talking about the three bodies, the gross body and subtle body and the causal body. Same thing Yamadharmaraja is trying to impress upon Nachiketa, all of us, that we all go through three states, the waking state, the dream state, and the dreamless state, deep sleep state. These three states are also made possible only because of that background that pure Atman. That is what is being told here. Svapnantam, that means in the state of dream. Jagaritantam, in the state of the waking. In both the states, ena anupashyati, by the help of that Atman, we cognize this is waking state, this is the dream state. Without the help of the Atman or consciousness, it is not possible to experience either of these states. Mahantam, that Atman is described as the great, greatest, Vibhum, the all-pervading, Atmanam Matva, having realized that Atman, realized that I am that Atman, I am not the body-mind, I am pure consciousness, such a person is called Dhiraha, na shochati. Earlier, we used the word Dhira for a sadhaka, a great, sincere sadhaka. In this, we are talking about not a sadhaka, but one who continued sadhana, progressed in spiritual life, and realized God, such a person we have talked about. What is the result of it? Naturally, people ask, if I realize God, what do I get? And the answer to that is, Matva, having realized the Atman, Dhiraha na shochati, never again is he subject to this samsara, he will be experiencing Brahmananda, Paramananda, for how much? For eternity, because that is my nature, that is Sachidananda. Then in the fifth mantra, is telling the same thing, but in different words. Ya imam madhvadam veda atmanam jivam antikat ishanam bhuta bhavyasya natato vizugupsate etadvaitat. This word etadvaitat, in the mantra 3 we have seen, a Madharma Raja uses this particular combination. This is that Atman about which you asked, O Nachiketa, at least 11 times in this valley as well as in the coming valleys also. So what is telling? He who knows this Atman, the enjoyer of honey, the sustainer of life, and the lord of the past and the future, is very near. He fears no more thereafter. This is verily that this is what, O Nachiketa, this is the answer to your question. This is that Atman about whom you pressed me and you rejected all my temptations and you clung on to your decision. I want to become a knower of the Atman. This is that Atman about which you have asked. What is this? Yaha, any person, imam, this, what is this Atmanam? What is this Atman? Madhvadam. Madhu means honey. Adam means one who is the eater of the honey. What is this honey? In the form of the Jivatma, a person experiences the results of his own karmaphala. Here honey means karmaphala. This word has been used even in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, especially in a beautiful chapter called Madhukanda. When a child is born, the first thing the father takes is a drop of honey, puts it in the mouth of the just born baby, wishing, oh my child, may your whole life turn out to be a beautiful, sweet experience. May everything in life becomes Shubhakaram, Shubhapradam, Mangalakaram, Bhadram. With that prayer there. Many times in the scriptures we get this word madhu. Madhu means sweet. Madhu means happiness. Madhu means that which is auspicious. Madhu also means that which is the karma phala, whether it is happy or unhappy. This is the Atma. Does the Atman experience karma phala? Earlier, if you recollect, Ritam Pibantau. There are two. One is the Jivatma, one is the Paramatma. both of them rhythm. There the word used is rhythm. That word rhythm is used here as madhu. This rhythm means karma phala. Madhu means karma phala. Jivatma enjoys, experiences karma phala. All of us are jivatmas. All of us experience this karma phala. Fine. But why do you drag in that Paramatma who has nothing to do? Especially if you heard that Bhagavad Gita yesterday, he says, I have nothing to do. Name karma phale spriha. Na karma phalani nibadnanti dhananjaya. I am udasinavat asinaha. So he says, the idea is, without the background consciousness, this limited consciousness cannot be there. As a sakshi, that pure consciousness is there. See, if the jivatma is experiencing as if the paramatma is also experiencing. When a shadow passes over some impure, unclean places, as if the man also is passing over them without passing. Why? Because shadow cannot be there without a person or an object there. So, metaphorically, it is said, the Atman enjoys the karma phala and he knows Madhvadam Veda, Atmanam Jivam Antikat. This Atman, a dhira, comes to realize how Antikat, as if he is so near, as if he is next to me. Not only next to me, he is not only outside me, he is outside me, he is inside me, he is above me, he is below me, he is to my left, to my right. In fact, I do not exist, excepting as a drop of water in the whole ocean. What exists is only pure consciousness. And what type of Atman? Ishanam is the ruler of everything in this world. Bhuta bhavyasya, whatever existed in the past and whatever is going to exist in the future. When a person knows the whole world is nothing but the Atman, with that knowledge, natata visugupsate, he cannot fear, he cannot hate anybody. This word jugupsa, we get in Isayavasya Upanishad also, in many other statements are there. What it means is, a person has no fear because a person knows there is no other person. I am everything. I am my friend. My friend is me. My enemy is me. My father is me. Mother is me. Anything that exists is none other than me. Such a person becomes completely unified with everything, and this is that Atman, and that is the Atman about which, O Nachiketa, you have earnestly pestered me for such a long time, and I am giving you that knowledge. You will be able to understand because you are a dhira, because Yama Dharmaraja said, as if you had already realized, because Nachiketa was endowed with all the requisite qualities. We will discuss these beautiful mantras in next Sunday. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat. Sri Ramakrishna Arpanamastu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti.